Penny Wilbur.
Yes, Ms. Wilbur, this is Kent. How are you?
Yes, I can. I didn't know if we were still on today or not.
Yeah, we were actually, and I was just waiting for the time. I just got on off from another phone call and just saw that I'm 15 minutes late. Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem. Okay, we were going to go over some of this.
Message you mentioned about the draft. You said that you did not like the current draft that have been sent out to you, and there was some content that is not acceptable as per you. So obviously I have notified the team. It's basically what we found online about you and the resources that we were able to gather, the ones that you shared with us, and the ones we found online. Like there's a lot of links out there about you. But as far as the content is concerned, I mentioned that this is not something finalized. This is just the initial draft for your review. You can have a look into it. Your feedback is crucial. If you think we have missed out any information, you can share that with me, and I can ask my team to edit it and send you the revised version. So this, by any means, is not
actually
something.
What I was going to say is I've just been spending the last couple of hours
mm-hmm.
rewriting some of this and making it
okay.
a little bit more accurate. But if this is the whole thing, I mean, this is just a portion
mm-hmm.
of what I do. It's a very small portion. For instance,
mm-hmm.
I looked into, the hit song that I had, and it was, I'm trying to see if that was put in here at all.
Yeah, because there was
no,
a problem with the research as well. You know, once my team notified me, they had a confusion about the title of the page itself as well. Let me just share that with you as well. When they were conducting research about the business itself, because on the form, you filled out the full information as Museo Data and Sandy Wilbur Music Incorporation, right? So when
right.
Yeah.
In fact, that they're really two different, even though they're both they're both one corporation. The Museo Data is the company that does the forensic musicology,
mm-hmm.
and the other is for the creative stuff.
Yes,
and but it does it only the creative stuff only includes the educational stuff, not all the other recordings that I've done.
Yeah, because they mentioned that to me as well, that these are two separate entities, and they wanted me
right.
to confirm, like, which page needs to be created. So we notified them we need to create under your name, Sandy Wilbur Music. Obviously, this is being created as a company page, not a personal. So the requirements are different, and of course, you said that you're working.
Can you explain that to me, Ken? Just explain that to me.
Mm-hmm.
The company, a company page versus a personal page.
Well, ma'am, a company page and a personal page, as per Wikipedia content policies, the information that will be put on a company page will be related to the business itself. For example, the business name is same as your name, right? Sandy Wilbur Music Incorporation.
Right.
But the information that will appear is will be mostly about the business, not about you. They will only mention that you are the owner, you take care of the business, and that's about
right.
it. Most of the information will be about the business, what they do, and what they have done, and what they are going to work upon. Like, it will be company history. Successes, achievements of the business itself. If you have worked
mm-hmm.
with famous artists, they will mention that, and that's about it. For a personal page, that will be totally dedicated to your personal biography.
Okay. Okay. So the company page, the Sandy Wilbur Music Inc.
Mm-hmm.
The Museo Data is a DBA of Sandy Wilbur Music Inc.
Well,
so is that
We can do one thing that we can mention the Museo Data, but mostly there will be a couple of lines we can mention about it. obviously two separate entities, like under the same brand name, but still will be considered two companies, right?
Well, two different, one being forensic musicology and one being creative. So they are
so
different.
I can
they're
see one
part
thing,
of the
though. I totally understand your point, and there was a confusion with my research team as well. So we can create a section mentioning about music data, and whatever you have, so you know, written down, you can share that with me. So once you do that, I will go through the editing thing, sit with them, and try and, you know, discuss regarding the dynamics of your business and try to incorporate
okay.
the information. But obviously, your feedback is crucial, and I believe you are not very happy with the initial drafts. I saw your words, the feedback you had. Obviously, noteworthy, you can have the page. That's why we took the order. But obviously, we need to make sure everything that we submit and everything we write down is as per Wikipedia guidelines, ma'am. The main goal of ours would be to get the page up. And once that is done, and we can, you know, work on it later on as well. This is not like a Facebook page. We create it and leave it as it is. We need to work on it from time to time. And I believe you must be getting new business coming to you. You're getting coverage coming to you from different agencies, PR companies writing about you. So this information is going to be added on your profile as well.
Okay. I think what I think I can do is I did rewrite what was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also put under, I'm trying to figure out how to do this.
Do you want
Sandy
that on a Word document? Do you, if I can
I have
help
it on a Word document.
You had it, okay.
I have it on a Word document. What I can do is I can just also put down, you know, additionally, Sandy Wilbur Music DBA Museo Data.
Mm-hmm.
Deals with
yeah you,
you know then I can,
you can do that, share that with me, and whatever information we can add it as per the policies of Wikipedia for content, I will integrate
right.
them, and there's a backing references for those information, because every statement that we mention on Wikipedia has to be backed by a certain article, presence online,
right.
Citations. I believe you know about that. So we need to provide that information as well. So we will do proper
Well,
research.
The of the six references that were given,
mm-hmm.
Four of them were my own. I didn't think that was allowed.
Which ones, ma'am? I sent you a document as well. If you see that, I sent you a message on the 23rd. There was a message along with the draft. There was a text document with the research that we conducted about Sandy Wilbur Music only. That's not associated with music data. Just for
right.
For the Sandy Wilbur Music. A lot of references were there. We integrated the ones that they were, as per the guidelines. But of course, if you think we missed out, you can share that, because this is not something we're gonna, create in a rush. We need to make sure whatever we submit is properly done. And as I'm speaking
okay.
to you, so we have a better understanding of each other, how we are going to work on this. So if you can, just share the information that you have, try to create a new draft, share that with you, and then we can proceed from there.
Okay. So I've incorporated what was there and
mm-hmm.
added things that I felt would be more accurate in what's already been done. And then what I can do after that is I can also do Sandy Wilbur Music Inc. DBA Museo Data deals with the forensic musicology work.
We will
Does
add
that
a
make
section.
Sense?
But the main title you want to be the same, right? Sandy Wilbur Music Incorporated?
I think so. I mean, because it really is both under that same corporation.
All right. So we should name the main that is incorporated under two different companies. then we can mention about the media data as well in this. You know, try to create something in a way that everything is covered. And we will have a better understanding once we have that information. You know, verify the information online, create a better content, and then we can see the dynamics. If there is something coming from, obviously, we will share the information to the Wikipedia community as well. So as of now, I have not shared anything with them. I just need to make sure once the content is ready, once everything is, you know, sorted out in a way acceptable, then I can share the information with them, and they will share their feedback to us as well.
Okay, that sounds fun. Ken, let me just ask you, on the one, on the, and now, of course, I don't have it in front of me, but the one that showed all the links and said weak links, I think it was, what does that mean?
Well, as per the research, that means that the information or the source itself on which you've been featured upon or the article itself is not, you know, notable or, you know, a good article as per Wikipedia notability guidelines. They have a set of policy. They verify that information. There are check marks. We need to make sure if everything checks out, that is a notable source. So we have used the ones we have good enough. But, of course, if you have more coming, that's going to be great. If you can create for yourself, that's going to be beneficial for the profile.
Okay. All right. Can I break it into three categories, discography,
we will create the categories.
Educational.
Yeah, we will do that. You share that with me.
Okay.
We will, you know, properly manage it, create proper categories, and then share that with you.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. Let me go on with this, and I will get this up on the site as soon as I finished it.
All right, ma'am. That'd be going to be great. All right. I'll be waiting for your message.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.